Okay, so we entitled this this talk Shabbos, a source of bitochon for the entire week, and I think that that's maybe even an understatement. And I think that the more that we focus on how exactly this works and what chizuk in that area that Shabbos offers, the more we enhance the results. So that's what I thought I would like to talk about this evening. Number one, the very fact that we testify to the completion of creation, which is what Shabbos really is, by Echal Elokim b'Yom HaShvi'i. You know, the Sipuna defines Menucha by Yorach B'Yom HaShvi'i as Shleimus. When the world was completed, that's Menucha. There is no Menucha until it's completed. Try going away on a vacation in the middle of a great problem or issue or this, you know. Unless it's completed, there's no Menucha. So the Menucha that we, the state of Menucha that we live in on Shabbos, is a testimony to ourselves, to the world, that there's a creator. Creator created the world. Now, the fact that there's a creator, and the fact that we re-testify and remind ourselves that there's a creator, that in and of itself has a very powerful effect on us, because that is a creator. Well, why did he create the world? Well, certainly not for his own benefit, only for our benefit. So I remember once a week, not I just remember, but I live in the state of completedness. My world is complete. I can't do anything that needs to be done, has to be done before. And I tell myself, hey, there's a creator who completed the world, and this is the anniversary of creation. The very fact that there's a creator who is so caring enough to create a world when he needed nothing and create people and to bestow chesed upon them, is the most graphic picture of Hashem's chesed, which is the yisod of all bitochen. Bitochen is based upon a recognition of Hashem's chesed. What is a greater recognition of the fact that he created, he didn't need the world, he didn't need anything. He was perfect, he is perfect, he needed nothing. Only for chesed, oylam chesed yibonet, created a whole world and completed this creation on Shabbos. And when I celebrate this creation, and I testify to this creation, I'm graphically and actively and acutely reminding myself and declaring that there is a creator, created the world for the purpose of chesed, and now it makes it easier for me to rely on him for everything, because he's the creator who created a world, olam chesed yibonet. That's number one. But lemaisa, there is something else in the Shabbos, which enhances that sense of bitochen as well. And that is the invitation to celebrate. Beinu bein b'nei Yisrael lo yisi li'olam. The Shabbos is a sign of our unique relationship. Rashi says, Yoim ois gedoy lo hi b'neinu shebochar shebocharti bochem. It's a great sign of the special relationship between us that I chose you, that I gave you to celebrate my special day of celebrating the completion of creation, that you should have menucha on that day to be able to live in that state of completedness, to celebrate the completion of creation. Now that's really very interesting, because nobody else was invited to celebrate, only the Klal Yisrael. Now the question is, you could say, what's the big deal? They weren't invited to do all the other mitzvahs either, except for one thing. The Shabbos is the one thing they have a shaychus to, because the whole world was created. The Goyim were created to on Shabbos. Odom Rishon was not a Jew. Was a Ben Odom. So they also should have a shaychus to the Shabbos. They co-opted it. They keep it Sunday. They keep it Friday. They tried. But they are forbidden. Ben noach sheshovas chayev misa. It's exclusive. This is an exclusive anniversary party, which is a sign that Hashem shows us. Anyone who is not invited and attempts to observe this Shabbos, real trouble, bad shape.
I guess the Seventh-day what? Adventists have an issue.
Yeah, well, they don't really keep Shabbos, you know. They don't. They carry in the Erev, you know. but this is so not only do we have a day that focuses our memory on the fact, our focus, our active participation in the realization that there's a creator and therefore we can rely on him, but we also have the invitation to this exclusive celebration, the celebration of creation, even though the whole world should have been invited because they all were shaykh to creation, but no, he only invited us, almost like the Schwitz that Homan said to his wife. He says, "Oh, Esther only invited me." You know, he felt like a big deal. "Oh, Esther only invited me to the party." You know, well, Kodesh Baruch Hu only invited us, and everyone is not only uninvited, unwelcome, and warned. If they dare to participate, they're in big trouble. So here again, so we have not only the Creator as the one who we can rely on, but we have this special relationship with him. The Shabbos testifies to the special relationship. It's a special sign that he chose us when he only invites us to celebrate his anniversary celebration to the exclusion of all the other people who also really should have been celebrating because they too were created. So we have already two concepts which strengthen our bitochen. Hashem as the creator, the benevolent creator, the Baal Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibone, and the special love and relationship that he has for us. But it goes much further. Because in giving us this precious gift and in this exclusive connection and celebration, it came along with a set of rules and regulations. Now, many think the rules and regulations could be overwhelming and too pressured and too this and too that. How could you sit for 25 hours and, you know, do nothing? But in reality, the genius of these rules and regulation is that we're forced to rely on Hashem. Why? I have a problem. I have a business. I have a loss. I have whatever it may be. Can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about it. The time comes. In the winter, it's early. In the summer, it's later. And we always finish last minute anyway, but that's besides the point. And that's it. That time comes. The office is closed. The business is closed. The computer is closed. And I give up. But you know what's going on? We're right in the middle. There's a transaction. There's a deal. There's a this. I walked out of the lawyer's office. What that teaches me is something else. I got to rely on Hashem. And it's not so difficult because I'm relying on the Creator who created the world for the purpose of Chesed. And I'm relying on the one who issued this exclusive invitation as a sign of our unique relationship with him to the exclusion of everyone else who by right maybe should have been included. But so that enhances that thing, but there's nothing I can do. Now, there also seems to be I'm not sure if it's probably psychological, it's probably spiritual, it's possibly mystical, but it's real. And that is something else. Not only when Shabbos comes, am I excluded from doing anything and forced into a state of bitochen that I'm trusting Hashem will take care of it. Hashem will take care of it. In other words, the problem is a problem, but Hashem will take care of it. That's a very high level of bitochen. I do nothing about it, absolutely nothing about it. But there's a step further. Because Rashi says, Sheshes yomim tavoy v'asisa kol malachtecho. Rashi's trust to tell me, v'asisa kol malachtecho, sheyir be'enecho, ki'ilu kol malachtecho asuya. When Shabbos comes, there's a koyach that it has, that not only am I leaving all the problems hanging in suspension, and I'm now having to rely on the Rebbeinu Shalom that he'll take care of it, it takes me to another level of bitochen. V'asisa kol malachtecho ki'ilu kol malachtecho asuya. No, it's done.
Isn't that a lack of bitachon? Isn't that
No.
In other words, no, if it's done, then what does the Abish have to do for
me? No, it's done. How is it done? No, but how is it done? Ki'ilu, in other words, in my mind, because I closed the shop, because I stopped,
it's going to be taken care of.
That's right. In other words, it's not that it's going to be taken. It's not that it's going to be taken care of. It's taken care of. It's a step higher. Like this, I say, listen, I got terrible problems out there, but I'm counting on Hashem to help me. I could say, I had terrible problems there, but He helped me. Ke'ilu kol melachtecho asuya. It's mamish, it's like, it's a whole different world. So the Shabbos itself, you know, forces a person, catapults a person, in through these, and there's four steps that we indicated. The fact that he's a creator, a benevolent creator, the fact that he invited us to the exclusive celebration to the exclusion of everyone else. The fact that we can't do anything about all the problems and therefore we rely on him. And the fact that Shabbos can put us in a state of mind as if not just we can't do anything so we might as well be happy. It's done. It's all done. It's finished. That's all. It's done. You know, I like to tell the story about the rabbi who every Friday afternoon he goes over to the president of Israel. He says, "Can you lend me $10,000 till Mitzvah Shabbos?" Okay, fine, no problem. 1 week, 2 week, 1 month, 2 month, 3 months. Every Friday afternoon, every Mitzvah Shabbos, he gives it back. Finally, the president said, "Rabbi, tell me, what does a rabbi do with $10,000 on Shabbos?" He says, "You have no idea how much better the sermon comes out with $10,000 in the bank." It's done. The money's in the bank. There's nothing to worry about. That's the Koyach HaShabbos. So really, for 24, 25 hours, we live in this bitochen bubble. We live in this bitochen bubble. It's mamish like there's nothing. I'm relying the problems. There's nothing. It's gone. There are no problems. It's a whole different world. And I may have mentioned this once. I have an eerie recollection, but there's a story which I mention all the time, but I think it's so kedai to know it inside out. It was written, I think, in a poem by a German poet, Heinrich Heine. I think he was born Jewish and he converted. He was a confused guy. Anyway, so the poem is about the Sabbath. So he talks about this landowner that was a very nice guy, a goy, you know, a Polish, a goy, whatever. And he used to visit his tenants to see how they were doing. One Friday night, he happens into this Jewish family. He sees the whole family sitting around the table, singing and talking to each other. Such a beautiful atmosphere, such tranquility. It was like, but then he looked around, he saw it leaking in over there and over here. He saw the patched tablecloth, he saw the frayed clothing, he saw the sparse food. And the contrast like shocked him. Here you have this super tranquility, happiness, enjoyment with so little, with such poverty. And he was so taken, he goes up to the Jew and he says to Rabbi, "One wish, anything you want, it's yours." The guy could have had anything. He says, "Could you be so kind? The candle is bent over and it's dripping. That's going to go out fast and we won't be able to enjoy the Shabbos meal. Can you please straighten it out? Now, whatever this guy meant, I don't know. But he chapped what it was. This Jew's world was so complete. He had everything. He couldn't relate to the question. Rabbi, was felt like? What are you lacking? Wow. He couldn't relate to the question. The only thing he could imagine, and wrongly so, was a Shabbos goy. The Chachamim came along and said, your world has to be so full of completedness, you have to have such bitochen that you don't even need a Shabbos goy. You can't even have that. But imagine that collection of combination of feelings that take a person to the level that, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Not only, so listen to what we've accomplished. Not only do we remember creation and the creative, the Baal Chesed who created the world that we can rely on. Not only are we the recipients of the exclusive invitation to celebrate that creation with him, the completion of his creation to the exclusion of all the others. Not only are we forbidden to do anything about the mundane and worldly responsibilities, and therefore that gives us a sense of we have to rely on him, and we have who to rely on because we know he's the creator and we know how much he cares for us. We even have this idea, this ability, that we can feel ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. Everything is done. To the extent that on Shabbos I can know intellectually, I guess, all the loose ends that I left hanging, and not just rely on Hashem to tie them together. They're done. It's all completed. Everything is finished. And so that's it. Now, but what do we do with that koyach? What do we do with that koyach? So what we really do with that koyach is we carry it with us into the week. And that's really the residual effect that it has. First of all, we make Havdalah. What do we make Havdalah? Psukim of Havdalah. The Psukim of Havdalah are the Psukei Bitochen, literally. Hinei Kel Yeshua Osiyev Tach V'lo Yevchot. Who is my Yeshua? You're my Yeshua. What is my Yeshua? I mean, he's the one who will save me. No, he is the Yeshua. He's the Yeshua, that's it. If I'm dealing with him, if he's the creator, if I have this relationship with him, he's the Yeshua. What do you mean he's the Yeshua? It means it's done. It's taken care of. Kel Yeshua Osi. That's all. What do you mean? I would have said, Hinei Kel Zeh She Mevi Yeshua Osi. No, he doesn't bring the Yeshua. He is the Yeshua. It's done. Ev Tach V'lo Yevchon. I have bitochen. I'm confident. Nothing to be afraid. Ki Ozi V'zimras Ko Hashem Ra'i Yeshua. Find that he was always the Yeshua. Every time I praised him, he rose to the occasion to be the one to save me. And here the Mephoshim say something very interesting. The Moshel is, you draw water from the Maine HaYeshua, from the wellsprings of salvation. What does that mean? So they say that a well is interconnected with all the waters under the ground. The wells are not only replenished by rainwater, they have an endless supply through the springs and the, I don't know exactly what, but you know. So he says, Ushav temay besosoy, you're going to draw water from the wells of Yeshua. That means the Yeshua is not only here for the problems that exist, but there's a wellspring of Yeshua that we draw for all the future problems as well. It's connected with its Mimayne HaYeshua. These are the waters. This is the Mayan. This is the spring or the well of Yeshua. That means everything is there. So a person has such a chizuk on Shabbos that he walks out and he says, not only are my problems that I rely on Hashem, not only have my problems been resolved because ki'ilu kol malach tachwa asuya, but I am inspired enough to draw from the Maine HaYeshua, that because of this inspiration, I feel now that all of the problems that haven't even arrived yet, haven't even occurred yet, that might ever arrive, the Maine HaYeshua, the Shabbos has given me that access to the Maine HaYeshua. This is how I go into the week. Then I say, LaHashem HaYeshua, Hashem Tzokes Imonu Miskov Lonu. These are psukim of Bitochen. It's a special whole thing in Yerushalmi about a person saying these every day. That's a tremendous chizuk. Hashem Tzokes Ashmi Odu Beiteach Boch, Hashem HaYeshua Melech Ya'aneinu. And that's psukim of Bitochen. So we try to take this Bitochen that we had on the Shabbos and we carry it into the week. We're also told that how the Havdalah is to be delayed as much as possible. Ad kedei kach that there's a shita that holds that when it comes to Ner Chanukah, some say you should do Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah, which would seem logical because Shabbos is over and this is now. And some say you dafke do Ner Chanukah first because Shabbos, Havdalah, you delay the end of the end of the end of the end, you schlep it out as much as possible. You draw that because that's an endless source of this connection, this bitochem Hashem. We don't want to cut it off early. But that's not all. What do? We count the days of the week by Shabbos. Hayom Rishon HaShabbos, Hayom Sheni HaShabbos, Hayom Shlishi HaShabbos. Zochreu Bidvorim, and Zochreu, we know the Loshon of Zochores Yom HaShabbos. Zochor is a Loshon Tmidi. Remember it always, not just on Shabbos. On the anniversary of the event, there's a special celebration. But it's something that we're told to remember it constantly. So a Jew now has this Mayan HaYeshua. He has this connection to the creation. He has this special uniqueness of his status with the Creator. He has this sense that forced him into Bitochen. He has this Shabbos that allowed him to feel as if he has no problems. He leaves it with the sense that he has access to the source of the Yeshua from all the rest of the problems that he may ever have in his whole life. And every day of the week, he counts, he focuses Shabbos, to remember Shabbos. Shabbos, to constantly draw from that inspiration, to give him that further bitochen into every difficulty, every challenge, every day that arrives. Now, Beis Shammai went so far as to say that every time he found a nice piece of meat or something, he saved it for Shabbos. That was also, remember Zohar Yom HaShabbos. How did he remember it? For every day, oh, today's Shabbos, oh, have a nice meal. And if he found a nicer one, then he would eat this one, and he would save the next one. And Chazal say he was constantly eating Lekovet Shabbos. So Beis Shammai found a way to bring the Shabbos not just in memory, not just in counting and keeping track of the days, but literally to eat every day Lekovet Shabbos. Okay. And Beis Hillel disagreed with him. You know why? For one reason. Because Beis Hillel had another midah, the Gemara says, and that was the midah habitochen. Beis Hillel held that if I am to save this piece of meat for next Shabbos until I get another one, then what am I doing? I'm saying Hashem can't provide for me. I'm not relying that Hashem is going to provide for me. If you have such bitochen that Hashem is going to provide for you, why are you putting it away on Monday? I imagine those days they didn't have freezers either, you know. He's putting it away on Monday when Hashem will provide Friday afternoon everything you need. So Hillel was afraid, it seems, to allow this, even though what Shammai did was very worthy and constantly remembering Shabbos, wow. But Hillel felt it will undermine his Midas HaBitochen. So something which really is an expression of a chizuk of Bitochen, which what Shammai was doing to constantly remember Shabbos, and he's always eating Lekovet Shabbos because Shabbos, 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 Hillel says, that Adkan, that I don't agree with. Because here I feel that this is an opportunity for me that if I taka, wait and hold it, I'm undermining my bitochen. If I give it away, this is the most beautiful piece. This would be perfect for Shabbos. And it's Wednesday already. When am I going to find another one? It's Thursday. When am I going to find another one? No, I give it away because I want to have that ultimate sense of bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the only reason. Otherwise, I would go with Shammai and I would eat Lekovet Shabbos. But just because of that.
That's what Beis Hillel said. What Beis Hillel said?
Beis Hillel said,
don't eat the...
No, Beis Shammai would, if he found a nice, he'd save it. And if he found a nice, he would eat that and save the nice one. Beis Hillel would eat everything. not save anything for Shabbos.
Then how does he understand the showbread in the Mishkan? It was there for 6 days. It wasn't touched until the following Shabbos. And how did Hillel come to understand?
Why? What's the problem?
Because why did I put it on Sunday? It's going to be there. So why did I have to hold it a whole week for Shabbos? It almost sounds like the Mishkan, the base of the Mishkan, was more like Shammai. It was being held.
Okay, I don't know. I have a question. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer. Have to think about that.
The Indian, it should be there the whole week, huh?
Anyway, I said, but according to Hillel's philosophy.
No, I understand. But maybe that didn't apply in the Mishkan. This is about individuals. I really don't know.
It stayed fresh.
Yes, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Sometimes they answer, Ey maskira maisa nisim, you know, well, we don't know. But anyway, but let's just stop it. Look at the power that we have. Is it a wonder that the Jew can keep his bitochen? If you think about what the Shabbos does for him, not to mention how the Zmirois are so full of chizuk in emun and bitochen. No, and not to mention that when every single malocha, I mean, we take it all for granted, but every time I don't do a malocha, I am remembering that Hashem created the world. He says, I can't. My world has to be complete. Everything complete the whole day long. And since we're so comfortable, we do it by rote. We take it for granted. But imagine if we stop to think. Oh no, I can't cook. You know why? Because on Shabbos Hashem created the world, and my world has to be complete today. And I would say something else too. I would say that although the hustle and bustle of Erev Shabbos doesn't let people think about anything, but if we were to stop to think, I would also think, I'm preparing everything today. Because when Shabbos comes, I have to live in that state of completedness, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, to testify to the fact that He created the world. And in that process, recognizing His creation and recognizing His chesed, I also strengthen that sense, that midas habitochen. I mean, the truth of the matter is, we can take it one step further. I don't know if this is a fact, or if it's just my imagination. But I think I sleep better on Shabbos. I definitely sleep longer. You know, that we all do. But I think I have a mamish sense, a better quality of sleep. Friday night, I don't know, maybe it's just a heavy meal, but Shabbos afternoon.
Why, worry-free, then? Worry-free?
Yeah, like it's so...
There is nothing that you can do.
You're sleeping for two neshamas, he said.
That's like you're eating for two neshamas also.
That part I do very well, yeah.
That's the reason, because you have absolutely nothing to worry about.
That's right. But what I'm saying is this, is that because of that, if I'm right about the sleep, then the sleep is a new picture. It gives me a taste of what bitochen is. In other words, imagine you got the massive crisis in your business, the biggest crisis that you've ever faced, yeah? And your team is there working and everybody is pulling their hair out of their heads and they don't know what to do first, and they don't know where to go, and everything is on the line, and who knows tomorrow, there may be no business here. And you say, gentlemen, I have to go to sleep now for an hour. I have to go to sleep. That's my say at 2 o'clock in the afternoon every day. I go to sleep for an hour. How could you sleep? What, are you out of your mind? How can you sleep? Shabbos does that. So we learn a lesson that I could sleep through anything. Because I have that total sense of trust in Hashem that He's going to take care of everything. So I really think that this Shabbos experience can be enhanced not just as the day of rest that it is, and the day of spiritual connection to Hashem. We have a special focus on bitochen because of the fact that there are so many ingredients that strengthen our ability to put our trust in Hashem.
So, Rabbi, I don't know if I asked you the question.